Previously on Homeland.
Why was Sandy Bachman murdered?
Was it you?
You give the order?
As a favor to the general, I agreed to a chat, Mr. Berenson. On interrogation.
Put him at the airport. I'm looking at Farhad Ghazi as we speak.
He's done.
Good. Said he found something.
Several things, yeah. I used the key you gave me to get to Carrie Matheson's apartment.
Josephine?
The place is the fucking pharmacy. I'd say that the new station chief is at least bipolar, possibly beyond that.
You have a real gift for this.
And off complete. And off of what, only God knows.
The hospital man probably drives us something.
So you were just going to leave without even saying goodbye?
Ian's passport has a signal the antenna. We're following him to the border.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me.
I had a lot of time to think, and
all I thought about was you.
I love you.
I love you, too. These men are confirmed associates of Haysal Makani. If the target appears, we will take him out.
That's him, right there.
Arm?
Arming.
What the fuck? So?
Maybe jump, Drone. You want to shoot me? I'll give you.
Take the shot. Carry. We're losing our window.
It's Saul.
Reaper, one weapons away.
That is the ex-director of the CIA. Do not shoot.
Take the shot, goddammit! Wipe that fucker out!
Are you out of your mind? That is Saul down there.
Director.
Madam Ambassador.
Welcome to Islamabad.
Good to be here.
I wish it were under happier circumstances.
When are we expecting the Pakistani delegation?
11:30.
Gotta say, I'm not overly confident about securing their help in Saul's release.
I thought you should familiarize yourself with the talking points.
Thank you.
And I'm assuming you want to meet with your people first?
That would be ideal, yes. After you.
Mr. Director, this is John Redmond, the Deputy Chief of Station.
Yes, we've spoken on the phone.
And Peter, you know.
Peter.
Sir.
When you're done upstairs, let's grab 15 minutes before the meeting starts.
Excellent. I'll see you then. Where's Matheson?
She sidelined herself, sir.
Explain.
She was overruled in the ops room. She's feeling understandably fragile.
Overruled? You mean when the decision was made not to take out Saul and Haqqani?
Correct.
Which side of the argument were you on?
She was the boss. It was her call, my dear.
You?
She's under a hell of a lot of pressure in the moment. Haqqani just executed one of her assets.
Then another way of saying she wasn't thinking clearly?
I'm saying...
What? She let her emotions get the better of her.
No. Quite the opposite, sir. She took a very hard line.
Which you disagreed with. Thank Christ. Where is she now?
In her quarters, I think.
Well, go get her. This is no time to sulk. It's all hands on deck.
Any luck with the nurse, Max?
Got a partial read on the name tag. I should be able to get a match from the hospital staff database.
How do we know the drugs were for Afani himself?
Because Ion told me.
But he didn't say what they were for?
No, he didn't. Yes, I should have asked. Go ahead, say it.
What?
I sent him to his death.
We all did.
Gary, it's Quinn. You home? Gary? Gary?
Hello?
Gary, it's Quinn. Where are you?
With Max and Vera.
Lockhart's asking for you. He's pissed.
Oh, fuck.
Tell him I'm on my way.
What are you doing?
Trying to find Saul. What the hell do you think I'm doing?
Got it.
Nick.
What?
I'll tell you when I see him. Be there in 15 minutes. Call the second you locate her.
Strike on a wedding party, the murder of Sandy Bachman, and now this. Dysfunction does not begin to describe the magnitude of the problem here. That said, the people in this room represent the last best hope of getting Saul Berenson back alive. Nothing else matters.
With respect, sir, the order to keep Mr. Berenson's capture a secret is hobbling our efforts to find him severely.
Our agency, yours and mine, is under attack back in Washington. I won't add fuel to that fire. We're scouring the earth for Haitham Haqqani. That's all anyone needs to know.
Sorry I'm late.
Where the hell have you been?
Can we do this in my office, please?
We can do it right here.
I have a lead on Akani.
Mr. Director?
Hold that. What?
He has a serious medical condition. It's a good bet he's headed somewhere approximate to a doctor who specializes in his disease.
What's he got?
Well, I'm waiting for confirmation on that now.
And in the meantime?
In the meantime, John and everyone in the station will be killing themselves 24/7.
Yes?
The ambassador wants you to know the Pakistani delegation has arrived.
All right, Madison, let's go. Time to look these fuckers in the eye.
You realize I'm of no intelligence value to you whatsoever.
Did you say something?
I have no value to you. Everything I know is obsolete, out of date.
No. But you have already proven yourself to be of great value.
How so?
Here, now, riding in this car, feeling the sun on my face. I can't remember the last time I was able to travel so freely in the light of day. Do you have a wife? Children?
Wife.
I haven't seen mine over 3 years. Too dangerous for her. And for my sons and daughters. Can you imagine what that's like?
No.
Not knowing if you will ever see them again.
I can't imagine.
But now I know I will. Thanks to you. Praise God for sending me a human shield.
Well, yes, Minister, of course we understand the position you're in with the Taliban. Homegrown terrorists are every country's worst nightmare. However, we also know that you talk to these people from time to time.
We talk. We do not negotiate.
In the past, you provided them with intelligence, sometimes even weapons, as a means of trying to control them.
Our strategy has always been to direct their actions away from Pakistan. Weapons have never been part of that equation.
Well, now is the perfect time for you to exert some of your influence.
Well, that's easier said than done, Madam Ambassador.
Why is that?
Saul Berenson is a prize. A big prize. What can my government possibly promise Mr. Haqqani in return for his release?
How about we stop dancing around the issue, Minister?
Excuse me?
What the director is saying
is that it's time for a little blunt talk. No one on this side of the table believes for a second that Mr. Haqqani pulled any of this off by himself.
What do you mean? Exactly.
My predecessor was abducted from an international airport, protected and secured by the Pakistani military and the ISI.
We're doing everything we can to find out what happened and if and where security measures failed.
And we thank you in advance for your thoroughness in the matter.
Point is, they didn't fail at all. They were simply ignored.
I'm not sure I like what I think I'm being accused of.
It's no secret that there are elements inside your intelligence service and armed forces who are sympathetic to Mr. Haqqani, just as they were to Osama bin Laden.
Now, this is totally unacceptable, Madam Ambassador.
What's unacceptable is the double dealing your country has been engaged in for decades.
Minister, please.
So, here's what's going to happen. Either Saul Berenson gets returned to this embassy quickly and quietly, or we put Pakistan's $2 billion a year aid package under immediate review.
Good day, Madam Ambassador.
Thank you.
Who in God's name told you threats get you anywhere in this country?
Money always talks.
You don't have that kind of authority.
But I do.
On whose say so?
The president's.
Why wasn't I told?
I'm telling you now.
Bright young man, which isn't the same thing.
You were one of the last people to see him before he was taken.
Only because you sent him on a mission to stir up trouble.
That puts you at the center of this, the epicenter. And Saul wasn't just stirring things up, he was relaying facts. Facts from fundamental facts that you cannot run away from. And the ISI hard man he told you about, that fell on the ground directing Sandy Bachman's demise, that very same guy was at the airport the night Saul disappeared.
Are you all right? You always talk this fast.
How am I? I'm talking fast.
Right. You're upset, I understand.
No, upset doesn't begin to cover it.
Well, I want you to know I have no idea who this hard man is that you're talking about.
His name is Farhad Ghazi. Check the passenger manifest. East India Air Flight 223 to Johannesburg.
I will.
Or better yet, check the CCTV tapes from the airport that day.
We've never arranged that position.
Well, you have.
Forensics has.
ISI forensics.
Yes.
Right, so you see my problem.
My accusations.
So prove me wrong. Show me those tapes.
Fine.
No, I mean all of them.
We can go there right now.
Go where?
To the airport. My driver will take us.
I need 30 minutes. I'll meet you there.
Terminal 3. Right next to customs.
Of resignation.
You sure you want to do that?
It's not even a question. My position here is no longer tenable.
Why? What happened?
Another example of the State Department being dialed out of the foreign policy debate.
Tell me.
Every single one of the White House's assurances to me just went out the window.
You're exaggerating, Martha.
Am I? The president's using the aid package to leverage Saul's release.
So?
Without consulting me. Without informing me. First I heard of it was in front of a delegation.
And?
I was made to look like a complete asshole, Dennis.
Small price to pay, don't you think, if it gets Saul back?
Sure, incompetence. Andrew Lockhart opens his mouth and proceeds to undermine every important relationship I've made here.
So rebuild them. You're good, Martha. You can do that. But you will not give up your life's work. I won't let you.
I thought leaving here would be music to your ears. But you hated Pakistan.
I don't know. Maybe it's starting to grow on me. You asleep?
Hardly.
You're gonna have to talk to me soon, old dear.
I get why you did what you did, believe me.
I do.
Yeah. Which doesn't mean I think you were right. Taking out Akane when we had the chance was the correct call.
Even with Saul in the way.
Even with Saul in the way. Harsh as that sounds.
Sounds pretty fucking harsh.
The thing is, Saul would have agreed had he had a vote.
What makes you think that?
You don't think he's mortified right now? Humiliated? Mountains are about to be moved on his behalf. Lives risk. He'd do anything right now to avoid that. He'd put a bullet in his own brain if he could.
It's not Saul I'm worried about.
Truth is, I'm grateful I'm not heavy on my conscience, too. I feel shitty enough in that eye, honest it is. Can we just jump straight to gate 46, please?
Starting 10:27 p.m.
I'm afraid that's not possible.
Why not?
The cameras covering gates 40 through 53 were down that night.
Down?
Yes.
Is that true?
I don't know. I wasn't working at the time. But it happens.
What happened?
The system crashes. Software trouble.
Software trouble.
And what do you have to show us?
Wait.
So there's nothing from the actual gate where Mr. Berenson actually disappeared?
Apparently not.
That doesn't strike you as suspicious?
It strikes me as unfortunate.
Well, what about Farhad Ghazi? Do you have any footage of him?
We were just looking for that before you got here.
And?
Nothing so far.
You warned them we were coming, didn't you?
Excuse me?
You heard me. What have they done with the evidence? Hey, where's he going? Excuse me? Hey! What's in the briefcase?
Nothing.
It's empty? It doesn't look empty to me.
Just some paper.
Well, show me.
Trust me. Nobody in here is hiding anything. You have my word.
Prove it.
Lunch.
Find her?
We've spoken to her parents and her supervisor at the hospital. Nobody's seen her for 2 days.
Have the police been notified?
Her father was at the station this morning. Everybody's very worried.
Yeah, me included.
She's looking though, right?
No.
Why not?
Tell her, Max.
I'd really rather not.
Because either she's dead and dumped Farah, or alive and no one will ever find her. So, concentrate on Kiran Jafari instead.
Ayan's friend.
Girlfriend. If there's anybody else who knows what that medicine is for, it's her.
General direction of Akane's compound.
Get Matheson up here now.
Look at this. It's a goddamn homecoming. Right under our noses.
Thank you.
Anzaida. Baba. Ooh. Allah.
Mashallah.
Ya Sosta. Ya Deçap Bayzar'da.
Ya Zamada.
Ya Tavvali.
Ya Zaman Gişman'da.
Marwan, gel tarraşı.
Marwan, hafal cezbat barni kontrol vasata. Gore ci sote khuk naki. Ci tarso dal zamun paket. Te dam un ta sakh surahta. Pakhabara poşve. Radin ama fiyo gwara.
Mata bakhana rak.
My son is apologizing to you. Derakhan.
Zey chisu, tol dalana zey.
Come, we go in.
Zaman Guli.
Them.
You just missed him. They went inside.
Oh, what's the plan?
What are options? Assets in the area? Special ops nearby?
Son?
Burnshaw's been extremely difficult to penetrate source-wise, and we haven't had ground teams operating in the area since the airstrike on Donde Darbakel.
What about flying in a rescue mission from Afghanistan?
To do what?
Rescue Saul.
Come on, Carrie.
What?
That's a major operation. Many, many weeks of planning.
No, no, no. It has to happen today. They'll be gone again as soon as night falls. We can't just dismiss it out of hand.
Abbottabad presented far fewer challenges. That took half a year to pull off.
This is Saul we're talking about.
3 weeks ago, the Pakistani army lost 2 helicopters and 80 men in the same neck of the woods. It's impenetrable up there, even when they're not expecting us.
So you're saying Saul's fucked and we do what? We just give up? Go get a fucking drink, maybe?
You're shouting, Carrie.
Well, because we need to figure this out. What, am I just talking to myself here?
Hey, what's gotten into you?
Nothing. Nothing.
We all get the stakes here.
Right. Yeah, I know. You know what, I need a minute.
Take 10. Take whatever you need.
Okay, thank you.
Get me a dedicated line in the White House. And special ops pitches from Kabul Station, ASAP. Maybe there's a way.
Shouting at you in the street.
Khudai Khesevari means arrow of God. For my days fighting with the Mujahideen. Please, eat.
Thank you. So many years at war.
Aren't you tired of it? I know I am.
Well, you could have just left us alone, you know.
After you hit us on 9/11. I don't think so.
Please, by all means, speak freely, but also honestly. We did not fly those planes into the World Trade Center.
Al-Qaeda did. You gave Al-Qaeda sanctuary. You harbored Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden was a Saudi. 15 of the hijackers were also Saudis. I don't see you invading that country.
We came here to kill or capture those directly responsible.
And you stayed and stayed and stayed and destroyed our culture and our religion.
That's not true.
America despises what it cannot understand.
And your way is better.
Only Islam offers a formula for creating a just and godly society.
Your version of Islam is regressive and backward.
Whatever the Prophet did, we must follow.
Subjugate women, slaughter the non-believers, strap on suicide bombs. I hardly remember reading that in the Hadith.
Be careful, my friend.
You have taught an entire generation to live with one foot in the afterlife.
We do what is necessary to win back our homeland.
You just executed your nephew. And before that, you sacrificed his family in an airstrike. How is that necessary?
You point your finger at Islam. But if Christianity is to be judged by the misery it has caused mankind, who would ever be a Christian?
I'm a Jew.
Yeah. Well.
What's going on?
Kiran Jafari just started a 12-hour shift at the hospital.
What time is it?
6:07.
Pick me up at 6:30.
Having a pretty good idea we're coming, which means throwing a lot of manpower at the problem, which means potential for casualties goes through the roof. Not to mention the fact they could just execute Mr. Barrison at any time, and then what are we doing there in the first place?
Let me know as soon as you have something you feel is viable.
Yes, sir.
Karen! My name is Karen McPherson. We need to talk.
Oh, what the hell?
I'm writing an article about Anya Abraham.
The other journalist?
Yes.
I've heard all about you.
Yeah, well, I need to ask you some questions.
Where is Anya? Did he run away to London yet?
No.
Is he still with you?
No.
Where did he go?
To see his uncle.
His uncle?
To take him medicine.
Do you sure?
Do you know what this medicine is? What
no, nothing. I know nothing about his uncle.
I am. Bought the medicine from you. Right here in this hospital. Her name is... Fuck, what's her name? Do you know this nurse? This nurse who sold him the drug? Yes, you do.
I don't make Halsum.
That's her name. That is
never heard of.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
What fucking stop?
You can't just come into this hospital and harass staff.
You know something.
I need you to leave, please.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Okay, I am trying very hard to be patient, and I really don't want to hurt you.
Oh, because you care for me? What do you mean? I've listened to that shit all over again.
That's it. You need no choice.
Get your hands off me.
Saul still in that house?
Images from the drone are unreadable at this hour, sir, so there's no way of telling.
Do you know where we are? Three hours on dirt roads. I'm guessing somewhere in the tribal areas.
8 miles that way. At the end of the valley.
Afghanistan.
the graveyard of empires.
Come in.
Sir, the ambassador is here.
Okay. Turn on the light, will you? You heard anything?
I want you to know that your outburst this morning may have seriously jeopardized 4 years of careful diplomacy.
Given the circumstances, it was hardly an outburst. And probably not all that surprising to the delegation.
So, have you made any progress on your end?
We're in a holding pattern.
Langley speak for no, not really.
It's an actual holding pattern.
Would probably be good to have the Pakistanis back on side.
Probably. Yes.
Well, in an effort to mend fences, I've been working back channels all day, and there may be a development.
Which is what?
15 minutes ago, I received a call from the foreign minister saying he might have some positive news.
And?
He wouldn't go any further over the phone, but intimated he was still working on it, and he'll be here at 7 in person to brief me.
I should be at that meeting.
But this time, we're going to do it my way.
Fine.
Apologies. Hopefully your stay here will be short.
What am I waiting for?
For me to take back Afghanistan. Just as we did from the British and the Russians before you.
You and who else? You really think you're the only one making a move? Different factions, not just the Taliban, already gearing up for that fight.
America is about to exchange a number of important prisoners for you. Why would we turn to their provinces?
As heroes.
As servants of Afghanistan.
Prisoner exchange. On that level. They'll never agree to it. I told you. I'm not that valuable.
The director of the CIA is already in Islamabad, sent by your president to negotiate a return at any cost. It has already begun.
Thank you.
Jesus. What is this place? Where are you taking me? You were dead.
Your mind's playing tricks on you. You've had a rough night.
A rough night? Are you fucking kidding
me? It's over now. It's over. I'm here. I'm
no.
right here.
No.
I'm
no,
here.
Come on.
Is this so hard to believe?
I want to believe.
You're not making sense again.
I'm making perfect sense. And maybe you're right. Maybe that is the awful truth. Maybe I just need to say it out loud.
Say what?
I was willing to let you die.
Listen to me. I don't know what you're talking about. No one has died.
It's
not me. I'm here. I'm right in front of you.
Who's Brody?